Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide, and it's a pleasure to have you here. This is Close Up Radio, and our very special guest coming up for the next 30 minutes as we spotlight wonderful book shepherd and author Donna Dahl, coming in from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. You know, challengers inspire us to take great steps long before we might even become giants. That's the philosophy of empowerment coach, author, and book shepherd Donna Dahl. Donna works with individuals who want to reinvent themselves, coming from a place of having to completely change her own life. She helps her clients navigate that journey with more confidence and more ease. Prior to becoming a coach, Donna had been an educator and licensed psychologist. Car accident would end that portion of her life, and Donna then spent the next 10 years recovering from injuries which affected her speech and her mobility. When she finally recovered, Donna was invited to write an article for a local magazine on the subject of taking your business to a trade show. A friend suggested that there was a book there, so she went with it. She wrote her book and launched a consulting practice, and she has written five more popular books since. From business startup to award winner three times over, Donna leads the way as an expert empowerment coach. Today, Donna not only sees herself as a coach, but also as a catalyst and a synergist. Having really enjoyed so much success as an author, Donna is also a book shepherd, assisting other aspiring authors to make the shift necessary to begin writing immediately with confidence and to finish what they start. She says there's an evolution that takes place within a person as a result of putting words on paper. She brings her training in psychology and the breadth of experience to help support the writer and the development of the manuscript through that evolution. Really fascinating conversation we have coming up. Let's welcome Donna live and direct from Canada to Close Up Radio for our conversation. Donna, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure having you here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to join you.
Welcome, and you are very, very welcome as well. Very fascinated by the work that you do. What first inspired you, you know, in your own life's journey to want to get into coaching? What was that first introduction and inspiration for you, Donna?
Well, as you've already pointed out, I was in a car accident a number of years ago, and that accident put me into a situation where I was not able to participate in my own life. Little did I realize at the time that it would be the first step in my journey toward reinventing myself. Not an easy step to take when words aren't forthcoming and, you know, you've had that time where your life depended on your work in words, writing, speaking, working with others. Sometimes, you know, when bad things happen in our lives, it's a way of saying to you that you need to shift your path. And maybe, just maybe, that's going to lead to the best things that are ever going to happen. And thankfully, I moved from the world that I was in to a consulting world. And yet, I kept reading about what is it like to be a consultant, and is consultant the right role? And people kept calling me coach. I kept resisting being called a coach. But the more and more that that was turning in my direction, the more people were calling me names like thought leader, coach's coach. And I thought, okay, well, fine. I guess it's a coach that I am. And so taking those words of challengers inspire us to take giant steps, I had to first of all take my own giant step and write the book and accept the role of coach. And so now when I talk about challengers, I say, you know, there's people in our life that give us inspiration simply by delivering a challenge. And if it's possible for me to be invited to be that challenger, that's very, very humbling and very, very rewarding in the same breath.
That is fantastic. You know, I'm sure it is. It's been a full circle experience, life experience for you. And I think that's what's one of the many things that's great for your clients is they know, you know, you walk the walk, talk the talk. You've lived this experience, and you can relate to whatever it is that they're dealing with, which I think is really fantastic. You know, empowerment is very important. And I know it plays in deeply to the work that you do. Tell us about empowerment and what it means to you and your perspective on it, Donna.
Well, empowerment is when you feel the confidence inside you to do the job. I believe that everyone that comes to the coaching experience already has the skills, the resources, the talents, the connections that they need to support them. They have what it's going to take in order to help them get what they want. All that's happening is that they might be a little stuck, or distracted, or unsure about the next steps. And so we work together in order to make that happen. You know, one of the things that I came across this morning was an email that a friend of mine sent me, and she said, I love those words from the press release that said, you know, you don't need anyone else's permission. You just need to, first of all, trust in your own abilities. And again, that's a reflection of my story, and I really believe that that's present in everyone that comes to the table for coaching.
You know, it is. It really is. And I love the fact that you incorporate that into your work. Let's define it and break it out and give it maybe some relatable examples of how that applies to the coaching that you do. Tell us about some of the work and how being an empowerment coach really brings something to the table that's quite unique.
Well, maybe I'm unique in that I not only had to experience reinventing myself, I have a master's degree in educational psychology. I'm trained in neurolinguistics as well as mediation. And so I bring those skills to the table and they enable me to listen, to reflect, guide, make suggestions, and I think most of all, provide a safe and non-judgmental environment. And that alone helps, I believe, to empower people to find their voice and give them the tools and the strength they need so that they're enabled to move forward. Most of all, I'm going to go back to the confidence building stuff, because building confidence is what makes all the difference. You know, I have a stand-up comedy coach, and he thinks I actually sell self-confidence. And he says I work with or without batteries, which I think is rather cool. Because becoming empowered, well, it's like a ticket to freedom to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. To soar to new heights in certain ways. You know, soaring to new heights is a wonderful goal. And it's a good place to start, too. From stuck to start. Let's talk about how you do that in 90 minutes.
I like to set my coaching appointments to 90 minutes, Jim. It's a beautiful chunk of time, because when there's a 90-minute commitment to being together, it says we're going to focus on the client for that amount of time. And that might be the only day that week that there's 90 minutes focused on you, the client. So in that 90 minutes, we're going to let go of distractions, and we're just going to focus on you. Like when I was growing up, we would be going somewhere as a family, and my father would always insist on there being flat tire time in the timeline. Flat tire time was precious to him, because he never wanted to show up late for anything. And so 90 minutes, well, I can tell you that there are those times when the change that you as my client are experiencing might well happen in the first 5 minutes. And then the other 85 minutes are a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that. And there's time, you give time for the conversation to breathe and for them to share and emote. They don't feel rushed or pressured or forced, which I think is fantastic. You know, sometimes it might be the hardest part that people have is really finding the person that they respect enough and that they trust enough to be able to emote in such a way and to be open and honest and sincere and empathetic and positive with them. Someone that you feel is sort of your cheerleader in your corner. But that's something that you are for your clients, right? You let the conversation breathe, you let them share. There is this trust that is developed right at the outset between you and them, them and you, and the safe zone, because you have the ability to be a wonderful listener as well as empathetic, not telling them what to do, but sort of working with them in partnership to find the things that work best for moving forward in their lives. And all of that is very important, right?
It's very, very important. A coach-client relationship, it is a two-way street, and it is built on trust. But it's not going to work if coach and client aren't on the same page. So, for instance, if you come to me and you say, you know, what I'd really like to do is win races. And I go, okay, well, today we're going to start at running hurdles. You're going to say, well, no, I really didn't think I was going to start that at that level. Maybe we could just walk today. Would that be okay? And I go, yeah, that would be just fine. Because, you know, that ancient Chinese proverb that says, when the child is ready to learn, he will find the teacher. I trust that my clients have chosen me as their teacher, and I want to take them from where they're ready. So if taking baby steps for you is where you're at, or taking giant steps for another, which is where they're at, matters not. What really matters is that the client chooses the size of the steps and they choose the speed at which they would want to travel. It's not my agenda, it's theirs. It's not my timeline, it's theirs. It's not my speed, it's theirs.
That makes total sense, exactly right. So it really sounds like you do set up this environment for them to really feel like they can emote in a deep way, because I'm sure there's times when, you know, they're going to share things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends. And all of that is started by that development of the trust. How do you establish the trust? I mean, some people might be resistant in the beginning, maybe even defensive, unsure. Maybe they feel vulnerable to even, you know, bringing up certain topics. So how do you ensure when you're challenging people that you are inspiring them at the same time?
I go back to the business of being a professional listener. And it's there needs to be there that you, when you're my client, you want to be heard. You want to have the time to express yourself. You want to be understood. You want to be able to trust that this is a safe place. Nobody's going to share what happened here, except if you choose to share it. And I think another important piece that comes into this, Jim, is reputation. We know that we go to the internet, and when we're looking at making a purchase or looking at making a choice, one of the first things we do is check the reviews. So reputation is something that matters. And in the construction of my reputation, I've had the incredible experience of being awarded Woman of Inspiration for Lifetime Achievement. I have been awarded Top 100 Canadian Professional for 2020. And I've been awarded the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal for my work. When my peers are saying to me, I make a difference, I matter, and you deserve to be recognized for your work, I would hope that that would bring also a level of trust to the people who choose me.
That's wonderful. That's so true, yes. And I can hear just in the tone of your voice how passionate you are about this and how you take this work so seriously. You know, I like these words that you use as well, coach, catalyst, synergist. Let's talk about some of those. How do you define what a catalyst is, and how are you a catalyst?
Well, in chemistry, Jim, a catalyst is something that is added to a chemical reaction in order to strengthen it. So as a human catalyst, there are those perhaps who might think of me as an enabler, but in a positive sense. I think that my best skill as a catalyst is as an effective listener, so that I'm able to reflect and dig deeper into what I'm hearing. But I'm also more than that. As you mentioned earlier, I'm a cheerleader, and I'm a confidant. And by giving you a safe place in which to experience the effect of a catalyst on your thoughts and ideas, who knows what amazing possibilities might emerge?
I like that. Yeah. There is that. That's very hopeful, and that's very positive as well. I mentioned also synergist, of course, playing off synergy. Tell us about what a synergist is.
Well, I'm not necessarily certain that I follow a dictionary definition of that. I think of a synergist as a person who activates the energy that is taking place between two minds meeting. And, you know, when there's synergy, there's energy. And what can come out of that is something greater than the sum of its parts. And if that's not in place, if that's not working, then why have a coach?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. It has to be in line. Who's somebody, maybe you have some success stories for us as well. Who's somebody that you've worked with that sort of maybe sticks out for you, that you're really proud of the work that you were able to do with them and the work, you know, that they've been able to accomplish as well in partnership in working with you?
That's a tough question because I it's not easy to isolate just one person that I've worked with. Everyone I've worked with, everyone who has had influence upon me in terms of my journey as a coach has been a source of delight, of joy, and personal empowerment to me. But there is one person that I think of when you ask that question, and that is that one of my clients, when we met, held a really firm belief about her professional practice. She wanted to write about it so that her work would be able to serve as a model to others in her field. And, I mean, talk about commitment to a project. She spent the next 4 years working with me, building her platform and her book, and she is now a bestseller on Amazon. I am so proud of her.
That's wonderful, huh? Wow. That is fantastic. Talk about a success story for sure. You know, and I know you're very proud of that, writing a book can be really quite an undertaking and a heck of a challenge, too. I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show that you also have this role as a book shepherd. Tell us about that.
Book shepherd, again, is one of those labels that a friend of mine gave me.
Yeah.
To go and look it up because I didn't know what it was. And usually a book shepherd will, according to the stuff I've read, will take a person from word one right into a publishing house. I prefer to work with publishing. And so my work is to take the author as my client, and we take the steps to go from word one, page one, to finished product. But in the shepherding process, invariably with every author that I've worked, there's an internal change that takes place. And that's where my background in psychology really comes to play to support the person through their change and how that change influences the development of the manuscript. I picture it to being not unlike Chopin or Bach sitting down to write a piece of music, and after a while the music just sort of takes over on its own and they can't put the notes on the paper fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the author's message needs to be told, and I am the catalyst in the process. And in addition, I have the tools and resources to help people manifest the book with a cover and in print or online, however the case may be. But I always say, yes, I have letters after my name, but it's not the letters after my name that matter nearly as much to me as the letters in front of my name. And by that, I refer to the testimonials of my work, which show up on my website, on Amazon for lessons I learned from the tortoise, on LinkedIn. It's just super humbling to participate in the author journey with someone, to go from word one to book in print.
Absolutely right. And you're a wonderful guide for them as that book shepherd. I think your friend perfectly named that. I came up with that title because you really are helping your shepherd people to sort of experience their dreams as well, writing and sharing. Really amazing. I want folks to know that if they would like to make contact with you, because you are, again, a wonderful empowerment coach and author yourself and book shepherd, they can go to Donna P, that's the letter P, Dahl, that's DAHL.com. Donna, and then the letter P, and then Dahl, DAHL.com. DonnaPDahl.com is the website to connect with a very special guest, Donna Dahl. Donna, thank you very much for joining us here on this episode of Close Up Radio. It was really a pleasure having you, and hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That would be a pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting me to participate.
You are very, very welcome. You take care. And I just want to let folks know, becoming a coach, an educator, and a licensed psychologist as well, so her background is quite extensive. We thank Donna for joining us. We thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.